It is 2:30 a.m. in New York, 8:30 a.m. in Johannesburg, and 1:30 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Chandra Bean from SundayBean.com, and I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. We hold this sick distortion in our minds and bodies that has to stop. My clients come to me exhausted. They are packing lunches, running out the door, doing things for their family. At the end of the day, they feel like they've got nothing left for themselves. Inevitably, in our sessions, it becomes clear that they need to put themselves first. In fact, it was one of the hashtags of one of my clients, put me first. And you know what comes up when the suggestion of putting yourself first is on the table? The number one worry when I ask my clients to do that is that they're going to be selfish. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, who just puts himself first? It's like pushing your way. No way. We are taught that doing things for you is selfish. And today I want to shatter that perception because it is sick, it is twisted, and it is hurting you and your loved ones. So what I want you to do is play with me for a moment. We're going to imagine a scale. I call it the scale of needs. You've got on one hand the number negative 10. It's all the way to the left, negative 10. And all the way to the right is positive 10 on this scale of needs. Okay, now I want you to slide on down to negative 10. You see that in your mind? You're there at negative 10. Negative 10 on the scale of needs is a person who only thinks of their needs and it's at the expense of others. Now, you can either write this down or you can imagine in your mind. I want you to put the word selfish by negative 10. Selfish is a person who thinks only of their needs at the expense of others. Now, slide on down to the scale to positive 10 with me. See it there, positive 10. Look at the distance. It is away from negative 10. On positive 10, I want you to write down or to imagine a person who thinks only of others' needs at the expense of themselves. A person who thinks only of others' needs at the expense of themselves. That is positive 10 on the scale, right? Selfless. So you have this huge scale. All the way on one end, we have selfish. Everybody else's needs are met, or your needs are met, but no one else's are met. On the positive side is you only think of others' needs and you forget yourself. I can guess where you are on this scale, but we'll talk about that in a second. Now you've got the negative 10 to positive 10. And I, in the center at zero, I want you to write self-care. Do you see it? The scale of needs. On one hand, we've got the extreme of selfishness. On the other hand, we have selfless. And at the middle, at the center, is self-care. And self-care is getting your needs met and helping others get theirs. When you are at a place of healthy self-care, your needs are met and you can serve others more completely. Everybody wins. Because honestly, I think we've got this screwed up. I think people see the scale differently. I think they see selfish on one side, self-care on the other. And it's not that simple. It's not a dichotomy. I either help myself do what I want or I'm being selfish. No, what we're looking at is your needs. And it's no surprise when the needs are heavily focused on the other or the self, people lose. When they are focused on getting your needs met in the balance with others, everybody wins. Okay, so imagine yourself on this scale, negative 10, selfish, positive 10, selfless. So the losers on selfish are everybody else. The losers on selfless is you. And in the middle, everybody wins. Where are you on the scale? If you are like most of my clients, you're probably so freaking far away from selfish, you'd have to walk a mile to get there. Most of the people that I work with are on the selfless end of the scale. Do you see how crazy that is? The people that are most worried about being selfish are the furthest thing from it. The people that are most worried about being selfish are the furthest thing from it. So I have a hunch I'm talking to you, right? You're the one who thinks of everybody else's needs and yours come last. So I want you to know you're safe. If you made leaps and bounds on this scale, you'd probably just be a few points away from self-care. You are still so far away from selfish, right? So you're safe. It's okay to invest in yourself. It's safe to put you first because you are miles away from selfish. Now, one of my clients was hanging around at about a -7. She always put the needs of her family first, like literally at the beginning of the day, she did everything for her family. And by the time she was trying to do something for herself, she was exhausted. This exhaustion had gone on for so long, she started to be bitter that she had no energy left to really be present playfully for her kids. And let's not even talk about romance with her partner. That was the last thing on her mind. So at this place of -7, so close to selfless, where you are meeting everyone's needs and you're suffering. Yes, the lunches get packed. Yes, the house is clean. Yes, the job gets done, but you're suffering. And do this long enough and others start to suffer too. Okay, maybe you're not like most of my clients, but you are listening and you've noticed you're a positive 8. You know, you're real close to the extreme of selfish. You're having a moment where you're like, oh my God, I am so focused on promoting myself and my career and getting the job done that I have no energy left when I come home to give to my partner or to my kids. So you've been so focused on promoting your own career professionally or driving your own business that your loved ones are missing out. I mean, the thing is, actually, you're missing out too, right? There's no judgment here. I don't care where you are on the scale of needs. All I want you to do is look at where you are and take one step toward the center. Remember, the center is self-care. The center is where your needs get met for rest, for play, for exercise, for your health, for love, for touch, all of those things. But so do the needs of others get met. How far are we? Are you? All you need to do is take one step towards the center. And I want you to think now, what would that look like? no matter where you are in the scale, what if you took one step closer to self-care, one step closer to zero, to center? What would that look like? For my client who was a negative seven, it simply meant buying some lotion and putting it on her body in the morning. Let me tell you, I actually have many clients where this has been the step that they've chosen. And it wasn't at my suggestion. It was theirs. Because it's the purest form of self-care, of saying, oh yeah, I'm important. And this is my body and I should take care of it. Right? So for you, it might be buying lotion. It might be actually putting on something you like to wear in the morning. Maybe it's going for a run before work. Maybe it's snoozing the alarm and sleeping for just 10 more minutes because it's going to be okay when you get into the office. Another client asked her teens to pack their own dang lunches so she could go for a walk in the morning instead. It's that simple. And I know what you're thinking. There are some of you out there who, when you hear the word self-care, you think of spas and bubble bath. It is so not that. It might be that, right? But self-care goes way, way beyond that. Self-care is not a luxury item. In fact, I hope that I've shared with you enough to get that it is imperative. Self-care is as simple as recognizing what your body needs and doing one thing to meet that need. Maybe it's going to bed 10 minutes early. Maybe it's saying no to Netflix with your partner and crawling in bed with a book. Maybe it's sleeping for 10 more minutes. Maybe it's meditating over the lunch hour instead of scrolling on Facebook. Because you have to invest in self-care, because without it, you cannot meet your needs, let alone the needs of others. All right. And listen, I get this. I mean, this has been a journey for me that I would say I was totally failing at in my 20s. Oh my God. I was one of those like overachieving straight A students who just put my head down and did the work, right? And in fact, back to the lotion story, I think for Christmas, one of my best friends and roommates bought me body lotion for Christmas to say, hey, girl, slow down, like take care of yourself. So I failed miserably at self-care in my 20s. And it wasn't until I turned 30, got pregnant and had my first child and got, by the way, an iron deficiency, that I realized, oh, yeah, maybe I should do a little bit more for myself. Like the time when I was 31, I think, and I got my first manicure and pedicure and my friend totally shamed me because she's like, Sunday, this is maintenance. This is not a luxury. Just taking care of yourself. So I get it. I've been there. I remember how hard it was for me when we had babies to ask my husband to take them so I could go for a run. Because I felt like, shit, now I'm putting this burden on him. You know, I'll just carry it some more. No, it's not that heavy. I'll keep carrying it. Right? That's not a solution. And now I was actually having a conversation with my husband this morning about how, because now I'm really very regular in my running and it's amazing. If for some reason something happens where I can't, I notice the difference in my mood and my energy in how I'm present with the family. And he's actually at the point where he's like, yes, please run, honey. Yes, keep running. Because it is so good for me and everybody feels the benefits. So selfish, remember, is not considering others' needs. But the irony of this is that we're the ones who are worried most about being selfish are the ones who are meeting their own needs the least. And the thing is, the only way we can serve others long-term and sustainably is by meeting our own needs so that we can serve others better. And maybe you have something inside of you that's really big. Maybe you want to impact something important that has to do with climate change or social justice or something in your church or in your community or in the school or at your business. These are big, awesome things that you can be doing in the world if you're more rested, if you're more connected to you, if you're happier, if you're feeling in your skin, right? This is so worth it, taking that one step further to center, going from selfless, or for your case, to selfish, towards self-care. And listen, if anything, you're being selfish by not taking a step towards self-care, because without it, you're robbing you, your family, and your community of the best of you. Now, there are some of you who are thinking, Sunday, oh my God, I totally see it. I know where I am on the scale, and I know I have to take leaps forward to get to center. I know it'll be good for me. I know everybody will benefit. But the thing is, I've tried that before, and my intentions were good, but I could never really make it happen or make sure that any effort I took to take care of myself stuck. If this is you, I have something really exciting to share. Not quite yet, coming up, so stay tuned until next week, but I want you to know that I've got your back. If you are looking for accountability and finally make an impact in your life that is sustainable, then stay tuned till next week, where I'm going to share a special new announcement that is made just for you. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Take care of yourself first. Ha ha ha!